If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We are back yet again, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, it's cold outside, but it's warm here in the studio. How you doing?
It is warm in the studio, brother Spike. It's not that cold outside. It's spring in the Northeast. Let's relax a little bit. Grow up. It's not Florida. Let's not act like we're in back in the snowy days because it's 45 degrees outside right now. We're okay.
It's not even Midwest cold.
Nah, nothing like Midwest cold. And that is the voice of Jackie Baseball. Night off last night. I got to be honest with you. Would have rather watched a baseball game than to watch that damn national title game that didn't actually turn interesting to the final 5 minutes of the game. But here we are. Holla at your boy.
Big night for the people who are like, college basketball is so much better than the NBA. They play real defense, Spike. I don't know if you know that.
I don't know. The game was on after I went to bed, so I have no idea. I can't believe they're starting sporting events at 9 o'clock.
You didn't miss a whole lot.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Yeah. It's gone too far.
And my Cooper flag wasn't playing, so I didn't really care anyway, to be honest with you. Big show is always on Tuesdays. Elliot will join us at 2 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report at 4. And I walked away from yesterday's show, sort of like perturbed, I guess. It happened in the middle of the show.
How many days a week does this happen, by the way?
Did I walk away from the show perturbed?
Yeah.
No.
A little tight walking out of the studio?
Nah, I'm never tight leaving. I'm tight walking in. Got to get this house situation under control.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's breaking me. Anyway, so I walk away from the show yesterday a little perturbed because halfway through, what we were talking about yesterday was, are the Phillies different this year than last year? And I thought we could have an interesting conversation about it. But all I kept hearing from everybody was, just call me when it's October. The only thing that means to me is a championship. Only thing that means to me is if these guys do in October. We care about championships here. Blah, 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 blah. And I thought to myself, like, who are we as fans where we are now so championshiped up around here, like it's Title Town USA in Philadelphia, that we can't even be bothered talking about the regular season until, like, we have a title or something.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden yesterday, Philadelphia fans were sounding like Patriots fans in the Belichick-Brady era, or Yankees fans, how just like nothing at all matters. And this is not like we used to be, and I don't like it. I feel like Jack has mentioned before that Philadelphia fans have lost their edge a little bit.
Yeah.
To me, it's not even about losing their edge. It's like we're smug. And we're entitled that the only great moments in Philadelphia history have only come when we're in parades. Yet everybody's like tells me about Iverson and the 0-1 Sixers over and over again, like it was a championship or something. I just like, wake me up in October, call me when they've won a championship. Who are we? And I guess I just don't recognize who the fans are, and it's like we won two Super Bowls, and all of a sudden we're the Belichick era Patriots fans or
not
Yankees
quite.
Fans or something.
Not quite, but you asked the question: who are we?
Who are we?
Two-time Super Bowl champions.
But that's okay.
Just understand that. Just get that part out of the way first.
Sure,
that's who we are.
Yep.
And we've also been three-time Super Bowl participants in the last 7-8 years.
Absolutely,
that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yes.
So when you go through a stretch of, because I'm not saying you're completely wrong. I would argue that it's not a bad thing. That it's a good thing. It's a good thing because this is what now. You know, being the former player. Right?
Yeah.
Being a part of disappointments and heartbreaks.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but very good team.
Yeah, but I can appreciate the winning when it happens.
Sure.
In other words, so this is what I'm saying. We've gone on a 10-year run here in this city where we've gone to 3 Super Bowls.
Yes.
A World Series. Whether you want to consider them a part of the city or not, their fan base is a part of the city. 2 national championships with Villanova, right? A couple of championship appearances, meaning Phillies went to a World Series, went to a NLCS. Hell, the Union even went to a damn title game.
They did.
So here's what I say all this to say, Spike. This is an area over the last decade that has experienced probably more success than heartbreak, right? Like, so
enough success for sure. Yeah,
well, more than we're accustomed
more
to
than
around.
We're accustomed
that's
to.
What I'm saying. I can only go by the area that we're in. So we aren't accustomed to the amount of winning that we've experienced over the last 10 years. Good teams, good players. There's a little bit of disappointment mixed in there. I say all this to say, I don't believe we are as hardened as a fan base as we once were when you've had decades upon decades of disappointment, built up frustration, which makes a generation or two the way that our fan base was, which was totally understandable. But when the winning happens, there should be a change in mentality from a fan's perspective of how you view everything. Because in one lens, you used to view it as, we're always the downtrodden team. We're always hit with a stroke of bad luck. We're never going to be the team that wins.
We're woe is me.
Woe is me.
Right.
Right? That was us for decades. But when you start to win, now your perception starts to change a little bit and you start to believe a little bit more. So there's less of the negative sort of feeling being put in the atmosphere. And because there is some winning that has been done, it allows for more of a belief that the winning is possible. So the fans would rather wait and embrace that versus have a knee-jerk reaction or something. And I'm saying this to say that the winning aspect of sports in this town has become ultimately what matters. It used to be the journey. It used to be the story we could tell going through it, right? You know, the things that happen in a regular season that leads up to it. And then we think back fondly on it. I think of the 2001 Sixers when I think of that. I think of some of the teams we had with the Eagles.
93 Phillies before your time here, but you understand it.
So now when we've experienced the winning, which, by the way, started in 08 with the Phillies in 08, they ended at, what, 25-year, 28-year drought? A champ without having a championship. 25-year drought without having a championship. That has started to permeate, and I gotta say, I'm happy that it is. I'm okay with it. Listen, I'm still passionate as anyone is, but that's gonna come out when it's needed to come out, when it's well placed. Doesn't mean I don't care as much. It just means that I want to give these guys a chance to get to where the games matter the most. But B, and ultimately, most importantly, we have become, at least in my opinion, a championship city that should expect championships. And that's what matters. And that's the only thing that matters.
You know, it's like, to me, I guess I could get with the positivity about not being so hard and angry all the time. Mm-hmm. Though I like that. I miss it a little bit. I guess I can see where that's a positive. By the way, 215-592-9494. Have Philadelphia fans, I guess, changed for the better or the worse, I guess. But to me, what I feel is entitlement and lack of appreciation. It's not about a high standard. It's right. about being entitled and lack of appreciation. And I do think it's about the journey, because if no matter how good we get at any of these sports, right, most of the time, there's not going to be a championship at the end of it.
Sure.
You know, most of the time.
Not, yes.
More often, even the best cities, yep. even in their best runs, most of the time they're not winning. So then what are we doing for 6 months of a baseball season if the only thing that matters really is whether they win a World Series at the very, very, very end or not? And if we can't be there with the highs and lows and live and die with the highs mm-hmm. and lows, because none of it matters unless they win a title anyway, it's just sort of like the entire reason that I enjoy sports is truly, if they get to a championship, it is great. It's the best thing. But that's not really why I'm watching. Like, really why I'm watching is for the journey, is for yeah. the ups and the downs yeah. and the overcome this and beat that and can they do this? And you're saying they have a higher expectation, which I guess they do, mm-hmm. but to me it feels entitled and a lack of appreciation and understanding for what is happening right now, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense, but I don't think I place the blame at the fans' feet as much as I place the blame at the players, the teams that have let us down. Like, yeah, we were there in 2022. We accepted. Can you imagine prior to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl? I won't even go back to the Phillies. And I mean the Eagles winning the Super Bowl in 17, not this year. Right. I mean in 17. I won't even go back to the Phillies winning in 08. But could you imagine what the reaction would have been like in this town? You blow a game 6-7 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
What that was like 15 years ago had that happened.
It would have been a meltdown.
Right?
Yeah.
So I say that to say that we've sort of given the teams the grace period of letting us down. Same with the Sixers. The Flyers get a free pass only because they're like the relative that we don't see very often. We know that we're related, but we're like, oh man, you showed up to the family reunion? That's when you have
a cousin that moved across the country.
Yeah, yeah, that's something yeah. we have something of relevance to say. But as
shout
far
out
as
cousin Adam.
The teams that have really drawn the most emotion and reaction out of us, it's been the Eagles, the Sixers, and the Phillies.
The Phillies.
That's, yep. Like that's what it's been. And unfortunately for the Phillies, the Sixers sort of set this in motion to where we can appreciate you to a certain extent, and then now we want the results. And when that doesn't happen, now we're disappointed and show us something different to get us excited about. The Phillies are falling right in that same path that the Sixers went down, where you're having great regular season, you got talent on your team. No longer do we have to worry about, are we a good enough team to compete? Can we get in the playoffs? Where are we? And now it becomes, what do you do when you get in the postseason? Like, that's what the Phillies are.
Can I be honest with you, though, on the Phillies thing? And I will defend them for a second here.
Yeah.
I don't think they deserve the treatment that the Sixers deserve. The Phillies have done more in 3 years, of the last 3 years, than the 76ers have done in the entire 12-year thing of the process.
Totally agree.
In a World Series, in an LCS, won the division, second best record.
That's why we used to argue with Elliot about the Phillies being a better-ran organization. He used to try to argue that the Sixers were a better-ran organization or more successful. What was it, more successful, Jack?
Both of them.
Phillies?
Both of them. I don't think that the Phillies deserve this treatment this year.
What treatment?
I don't think they deserve wake me up in October. I just don't think they do. I don't think they deserve the lack of beliefs.
We show up to the park.
Show up, but like,
Well, I mean, that's the biggest way for fans to support. You can sit at home and watch TV, I guarantee you. We know it was like in 19 and 20 here when they were in first place in September. Nobody cared.
Well, 20, there was only cardboard cutouts in the stands.
What year I'm thinking of? 18 and 19.
Even, you know, 2-3 years into Citizens Bank Park, the place was empty a lot, honestly. And the Vet, I mean, we can go back to that. I mean, there were 5,000 people in the Vet for the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that they're showing up, but to me, and we'll get to the calls. To me, it feels smug. It feels entitled. A lack of self-awareness. And to me, I'm also sort of bummed that in the middle of a season, that all I'm going to hear when we talk about whether they're good, bad, or indifferent is wake me up to see if they won a championship. Before we get to the phone, Shaq, where are you on this?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that we're at this point with especially the Phillies. Like, this is the first year that they were good. I think there would be a lot more, wow, this is great. And I just think that that's where the current state of the team is. And, I mean, it is a little bit of a Negadelphia, right? I mean, me and you both miss Negadelphia. Well, there's a good amount of Negadelphia around the Phillies right now.
I don't think it's Negadelphia, though. I think it's front runnery. I think it's bandwagony. I think it is. Hey,
you thought I'll trigger words there. Well, now we're front runners and bandwagon.
Well, it's the team. I'm not believing the team until they win a championship. Is like. I don't know.
But it's hard to win championships.
It's very hard to win championships.
Wow, we wouldn't know that being in this city. You think they come every year?
Yeah. That's the way.
So telling us it's hard to win championships here, it's not breaking news around here.
Well, that's for
and
sure.
I know this is a little rich coming from maybe the standing O guy when Trey is playing well, but it's gotten a little too thirsty with the teams here too.
I mean, it's gotten
a little overboard.
Yeah,
you.
Well,
it's gotten too thirsty.
Well, with the Eagles, with the Phillies, it's fine.
This is Philly season. Yes,
it's the same.
Anything with the Eagles are justified. They got two titles in 7 years.
It's the same. Even I know you probably are not on Reddit, but mm-hmm. I used to
on what?
Yeah, Reddit is a big sort of community website where people post links, discuss, blah blah blah. But yeah. I used to go to all the team Reddits to look for news that maybe I had missed because somebody would post. It.
Yeah.
But now all the Reddit forums are just like
the dagger.
Yeah, the Eagles one. Forget about it. There's no news up there. It's just thirst, 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 thirst. It's the same one with the Phillies one. It's just like
it's not thirst when it pertains to the Eagles.
It's a little.
They just won the Super Bowl.
It's a little.
If
thirsty.
The Sixers had won the title, we'd be more than in our
I'm
right
sure.
to be thirsty. If
I'm
the
sure.
Phillies won a championship, are you kidding me? This dude would be drowning in that booth every day with thirst.
Well, that's
like exactly. He the does, Phillies won the World Series.
He does it without the that
exactly.
The championship.
So no, you can't tell me the Eagles. If nothing else, the Eagles have earned it. They just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
They just had the worst offseason they've had in a decade.
See, here's the thing. This is where I'm going to push back against you guys. Yep. This is where the squad's going to constantly get drugged. Because the Phillies constantly disappoint. And the Sixers aren't even relevant to even talk about right now.
I'm aware.
So appreciate that the Eagles are actually holding the city up from a championship standpoint.
Oh, yeah. I guess. All right. 215-592-9494. Have Philadelphia fans changed for the better? They feel smug and entitled to me, and I don't like it.
They're going to turn me into smug.
Yeah, there it is. Yes. Yep.
I'm a smug Eagles fan now.
Corey in Kentucky, you're on WIP.
All right, you see, here you go with that disrespect. Hey, make sure when Bronny James call, you address him as that too.
Oh, okay. I will do that. I will do it. I will do it.
Mr. 3 points like Steph Curry, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yes. I will call Aaron Bronny James.
I didn't know
James.
What you meant when you said that. I didn't even realize Steph only scored 3 points the other day.
Yeah, against they were at home too.
Yeah, somebody they lost to.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but y'all say he better than LeBron, but whatever. And I ain't even a LeBron fan. But look, first of all, I'm going to tell you the problem. The problem is you. You the problem. Jack the problem. Joe the camera the problem. Listen, we support all the teams. You got guys like he always want to be optimist. Here you come, Mr. Negadelphia. You calling us Negadelphia. Now all of a sudden, You're trying to switch up.
I didn't say Negadelphia. That's not what I said.
No, you use that term.
No, but not as a pejorative against the fans currently. I said that they are not that way anymore. That just to be clear, I didn't call fans currently Negadelphia.
What we are doing, I can only speak to myself. I don't know what other people are doing, is holding you to the same standard. You sit up here, the Eagles will win a game. Oh, this wasn't right. Oh, there was a turnover. There was a fumble. But they come out and beat the team by two touchdowns. You critiquing it. All we want is the same energy. The Eagles, you talking about.
I do bring the same energy. I bring the exact honest energy to all the teams.
Hey, make a Twitter poll. Jack put a Twitter poll. Does Spike have the same energy for all the teams?
I absolutely. Wait, hold on, Corey. There was one person in the entire city last year criticizing the Phillies while they had the worst team in baseball last year, and that was me. There was one person yelling at Bryce Harper for not leading the right way, and that was me.
Well, that was you.
I'm just saying, I bring the same energy to every single one of the teams.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. You just don't like it because you're only really an Eagles fan.
No, okay. You're harder on the Eagles than you and the Phillies than you are the Sixers.
We don't talk about the Sixers.
That's because they're not good.
Well, yes, but I would be hard
but
on them if we talked about.
But we're also not ripping them every day either, though.
Yes, but no, because nobody wants to hear us ripping the Sixers every day.
They're not good.
You yes, that is a that is a. Good. I don't run the Sixers, Corey. I'm as disappointed in the Sixers as anybody. You're a Laker fan. What do you know? You don't know anything about this. You don't know anything about being a Sixers fan.
See, now you're going to tag me.
You don't.
Then you grow up a Knicks fan? Because I've been a Laker fan my whole life.
When I was 14, I'm 48, Corey.
When I was 14, I rooted for the Lakers. When I was 25, I rooted for the Lakers.
And you're from Ohio.
I rooted for the Eagles when I was 14. See, that's what happens. See, you get personal when people put you in your place because that's all I do.
No, you don't put me in my place. You're wrong. You're wrong, Corey. You're on this part of it. You're wrong. It's not about who I'm cheering for. It's not the question. You're wrong.
Can I finish my call, or are you going to keep talking?
No. Okay. I should just let you talk about me the entire time.
I didn't say nothing about you. You never let me finish. You started to interrupt me. You asked the question. You said, why are we like that? And I was giving you an answer, then you jumped in.
Corey, answer the question.
Can I do it now?
I just said it. Corey, answer the question.
Okay. What I'm saying is we want the same energy for every single team. I named Jack. I named you. I named Joe the camera. I named everybody. When it comes to certain teams, people got different energy. So when we call your show, we're going to address the issue with that team. The Eagles are winning 16 out of 17 in a row, and we're criticizing. We see the Phillies playing well, and you sit up here acting like, oh, 19 strikeouts is what you call productive. Productive 19 strikeouts. I ain't never heard of that. You making up turns, but if it was a different team, oh, if that was a productive pick in the Super Bowl, which you still mention a lot, oh, he threw that in the Super Bowl. Is that productive?
Corey, I am as hard on the Phillies as anybody. You're wrong. This is not the Sixers. This is Phillies. I am as hard on the Phillies. I see the team differently than you do this year, but it doesn't mean I'm not hard on them. I don't know what to tell you.
So you're saying that we should just.
Well, if you see the team differently, that means you see them a little more positively. So you're not as hard on them.
This year.
You haven't been as hard on the Phillies.
But I was last year.
I'm just saying
there's not an intrinsic pro Phillies thing in my blood.
Oh no, I can understand that, but I'm saying you're more positive on them this year.
Yes.
Except for Alec Bohm.
Except for Alec
and
Bohm.
And Romano.
Romano. Yes.
But this is. You're hard on the Phillies, and we don't even know what they did yet, right? You're still criticizing the Eagles every time we talk about them, and they just won a Super Bowl. That's our point. They've been to three Super Bowls in the last 10 years, and you still criticize them. But the Phillies, which I love, I'm not about to criticize them. I'm an optimist. But what I'm saying is you are now said, oh, nine games, oh, I like what I'm seeing.
No, Corey, a week ago, I lost my mind because they decided to do the two starting lineup thing. I criticized Rob Thompson. I criticized Dave Dombrowski. Everybody. I understand what you're saying, but you are positing that I am not negative ever about the Phillies, and I am. I'm just not negative. Right this second.
To be fair, he didn't say negative. He said you're not as negative.
But I have been.
We just want. I've always been this way. I just want the same bravado for all the teams. If you want to give this, and I'm not saying you. I'm just speaking in general. So I don't want you to take this as personal. If you're going to be hard versus this star, be hard versus every star. If this star gets held to a certain standard, because what I see is, and y'all, oh, he got all the help and all that. I see one guy getting held to a standard, and B done had James Harden, a Hall of Famer, Paul George. I'm sorry that he hurt. He didn't have Ben Simmons, a top pick. I get it. They underperformed. But this guy leading us to Super Bowls, and he get a lot of heat. Bryce Harper playing well, but the team around, like, he never gets criticized. Joel Embiid.
And he got the third highest payroll in baseball around him.
Yes, and I said the same thing last year, Corey, that we did a whole show on why doesn't anybody criticize Bryce Harper.
I'm not just talking about you. You asked the entire question. I'm talking about everything, like anybody. I said Jack, the camera, all of them.
Yeah, Fritz.
Always that's positive on the Phils. They got us.
And that, it ain't nothing wrong
I
with
don't know
that.
What you may tell you.
That's why my you boys. Get the push. That's why you get the reaction that you do. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm positive on the Eagles. And that's okay. Jack on the Phillies. You on the Sixers. That's all okay. I'm just answering your question.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Corey. I'm not positive on Joel Embiid and the Sixers. Do I have to open up every show and call Joel Embiid a loser for the day?
Yeah.
He's a loser.
Yeah.
He's a loser. He is a loser. I don't know what to say. He is a loser. He's a loser. Prove me wrong in that way. Still the best Sixer player I've ever seen in my life, but a loser.
Well, he wasn't better than watching AI.
I mean, he was a better player than AI, to
but
me.
But he's not more exciting.
I guess not, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with you. I think he's a better
player.
Overall player.
Yeah, not as exciting.
Yeah,
this era has not been as exciting as that couple years of that era. Yes, I would agree with that. All right. 215-592-9490.
It's Tuesday, baby.
I don't bring the same energy to the Phillies that I bring to the Eagles. I think I do.
I think you do too.
Okay. That's the only thing I want to get. Yeah.
I think I bring the same energy to the Eagles.
No,
as
you
I do.
Don't. Well, you Spike's don't. Energy is that's his energy.
Yeah, that's
he's more comfortable being that way than
it's the only energy
than
I
praising
have.
Everybody.
When
yes.
I was being positive about the Phillies, everybody was like, "Why are you being positive?"
Yeah, it didn't make anybody comfortable.
No,
still doesn't.
All right. 215.
You got half the people out here listening confused.
Yeah, but
hold on, I gotta agree with Spike.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
It's a WIP afternoon show, like Spike and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the Twitter question. Ike, do you believe Philly sports fans have changed? Has changed? Oh, boy. Just a destructive.
Yeah, Justin struggles with the has, have.
Was that, that was me.
No, oh, that was you.
Yeah, yeah. Author.
I'm
yeah.
sorry, Justin.
Yeah.
Blame that on you. My bad.
The way it's, I'm just going to read it the way it's intended. Do you believe the Philly sports fan has changed? And if so, is it for the better? Yes, and it's for the better, or no, we haven't changed. What do you think the response is?
That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
I gotta figure that one out.
Yeah.
Yes, it's for the better. And
no, we haven't changed. See, I think it. I think it's yes, and it's worse.
Right.
That's what I'm positing.
Tricky question. Yeah. That's what I'm like. That's a tricky one. I'm gonna go with yes for the better.
By how much?
I'll go with a slight edge. Let's go 57%.
There, you're back on track. 55% yes. And
okay, all right, man. I was nervous today. I wanted to really get closer today.
Jack, can you put the poll up again? Correct the grammar, of course, but
I think the grammar's right.
It's wrong. Hold on.
Do you believe the Philly sports fan has changed, and if so, is it for the better?
Oh, okay, you're right. Well,
wow.
You're right. I'm wrong.
Wow.
You're right. I'm wrong. I misread it. You're right. I'm wrong.
Whoa.
I did it.
See, I
don't feel like an idiot.
I was thinking Philly sports fans as the collective, so I was looking for have. I didn't read Philly sports fan has. So
yeah.
That's on me. That's on me. I'm wrong. You're right. You're the writer. I'm not. There you go. You can clip that,
man,
by the way.
That's one time there, buddy.
Yeah, but could you repost the poll with the grammar exactly correct as it is, and add a yes and worse, because that's what I believe. Obviously, no one's going to vote for that because they never do, but if they, maybe I'll get 8% of the audience. 215-592-9494. Q in Center City. You're on WIP. What's up, Q?
What's going on, Spike? How are you, man?
What's up, Q?
I got something to say, man.
Uh-oh.
No, your take. Your take
okay,
is,
okay.
I think that, now the take is, that we become smug fans.
Yes. Little lack of appreciation for the moment.
Right. Now, this is the thing. I think it's the total opposite. I think it's our lack of winning. Now, me, I've been here. I'm 50. I've been in this city my whole life. I only rooted for Philadelphia teams.
Okay.
So between all of our teams, we got 8 championships. We're tied. I mean, we celebrate the 0-1-6s way too much. We celebrate Ike Reese Eagles way too much.
Ike Reese's Eagle.
Well, since I'm here, you may as well point me out.
Way too much. My bad, Ike.
That's all good.
Way too much. 93 Phillies, we celebrate way too much. That is because we didn't win.
Yep.
So this like this whole thing about we become smug, no, I think it's the total opposite. Because guess what? The Eagles Super Bowls, they didn't hit me the way I thought they would have. Because guess what? They came a little late for me.
Ooh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm enjoying, but not to the point of, it's like, about time. So us as fans, I mean, the ones that I talk to that's been in this city, never go nowhere, these guys, it's like, okay, like we need more. We're the rest of them. That kid a few years ago who had to sign, he was 15, he's from Boston. Still envious of that kid. I'm still envious of that kid.
That's an interesting take, Q. Real quick, hold up. So Spike, he's like, he has more of the it's about time. Like, these are titles that should have already been here by now. As good as some of those teams were, that's an interesting viewpoint as well.
It's, where you're like, it's absolutely an interesting viewpoint that I hadn't considered.
Yeah.
I do think, though, your point about the championships not feeling as good as you thought they would,
right.
There is something to that's why I want to enjoy the season. Because, you know, to my point earlier, most teams are not going to end in a championship. Right. And the
you're saying enjoy the ride.
Yeah. The thing about enjoying the ride is that you have the whole ride to enjoy.
Right.
When you win a championship, it's over. Everything's behind you. It feels good, but like there's no ups and downs. There's nothing to look forward to.
Once it happens, it happened.
But yeah, it's just like over. And I guess the reason that I think the ride is so good is because, to me, I know this will sound crazy, the possibility of winning a championship almost feels better than winning a championship does. Because as you're looking forward to it.
You've been strange the last week.
I'm sorry.
The last 2 weeks.
Really?
Well, the 21 strikeouts thing is I haven't gotten over that yet.
19 strikeouts. Yeah. But he was on to something. The lowest strikeout percentage in baseball since then.
I was on to something. Right. I think there is something about the how attractive the unknown is, and that you might win. Almost the lead up to it, for me, feels better than the actual moment you win, because as soon as you win, it's over. Hmm. But I hear what you're saying, Q.
How you feel about that, Q?
So it's like for some of us in this city, we put our whole everything on these teams to win. I mean, I remember a time when our teams wouldn't win, and I love the paper, love the sports section, love all the sports thing, where I have to get away from that for a while, where mentally it really messed with us. So it don't. It's not like, hey, the ride, this, that, never. No, at the end of this ride, it come depression for some of us. Some of us are wrapped up in sports way too much, maybe. Maybe. I know as getting older, I had to, like, dial it back a little bit. But what I'm saying is that a lot of times this journey at the end, if it don't come with the championship, is another C. And we got too many of them. I mean, we got franchises that's been around forever. And we got 8 championships between them. So, like, come on. We got to win more. And guess what?
In fairness, Q, most of those championships have come while we've been alive. I mean, really, 83 Sixers, 80 Phillies, 08 Phillies, the 2 Eagles Super Bowls. Which one am I forgetting? We were alive for the Flyers.
Three Nova championships.
Yeah. What's that?
So I'm just saying, Spike. For me and a lot of people who I talk to, like when we get these championships or the journey, it's cool. We're gonna watch it. We're gonna but it's still like if we don't do, it's like the playoffs. What are we gonna do? So I just wanted to put that out.
All right, Q.
That's a good point.
That was a good perspective.
Yeah, the whole idea that, we got 2 Super Bowls, but we should have more than 2 Super Bowls at this point.
Right.
That's a hardened Philadelphia fan right there. He hasn't forgotten about the 80s and the 90s. And those Hugh Douglas Eagles-led teams.
His point about celebrating Douglas-led teams. Before he put the Ike Reese Eagles.
I'm trying to get up out of there,
yeah.
He threw me in there. I'm like, hold on, man.
At one point in your life, you would have loved that. Like, during the run, the Ike Reese Eagles, are you kidding me? His point, I don't know how to reckon with we celebrate the 01 Sixers and 93 Phillies and Ike's Eagles too much. Because I don't know.
At that point, that's all we had, though.
Yeah, but I don't think we celebrated. I kind of like celebrating those moments.
Our era of Eagles football is quickly being pushed to
yes. Well, and by the way, so
we still talking about the 0-1 Sixers because
yes,
we still haven't been back to the final sets.
Yeah, and the 0-1 Sixers would be, I think, would fade a bit if the current Sixers were
no
to win
doubt
a
about it. Without yeah. No doubt,
right, right,
no doubt. Well, Jimmy, I think it was Jimmy, right, that reportedly said something to Bryce about if you want him to stop talking about
yes.
the 0-8 championship.
Oh yeah,
team,
yeah, we played it. Yep.
Yeah, you gotta go win one.
Yes,
he's right.
Yep,
he's right.
215-592-9494. You know.
Yeah, you want to stop talking about the 0-1 Sixers? Well, you need the Sixers to go win, or at least get there again.
100%
so you
fair.
You had new memories. Yeah.
100% fair. They're always celebrating a championship at Colonial Hyundai.
There we go.
The championship of getting you a new Hyundai. Right. John Ajdel de Carzo only cares about that. Only cares about the end result. So does the staff at Colonial. The end result, you happy. And your journey at Colonial Hyundai, faster, easier, better. No hassle when you go in there. They know how valuable your time is. That's why they built the new dealership in there, to make everything faster, easier, and better. Over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot. So whatever you're looking for, they've got it. If you want a Kona, if you want a Palisade, if you want an Ioniq 5 or 6, they have them. Whatever your issue is, whether it's budget, right? Whether it is, because they've got Hyundais for every price range, whether it is your credit, financing as low as 0%, whether it's your trade, some of the best trade-in incentives going right now at Colonial Hyundai, they are going to work with you through the process and make sure at the end of it, you're feeling good about it. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo. What up, fellas?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, let me get some of this action, man. Hey, Spike, that's like calling the kettle black. I mean, you know, aren't you the same guy a couple weeks ago saying that you over this Eagles Super Bowl and you on to the next? Don't that sound kind of ungrateful to me? That sound kind of ungrateful to me. You know, this is a team that won a Super Bowl, and that's the hardest championship to win, you know what I mean, in sports, arguably. And they won it.
Well, but that's
you were right. You were over it.
Yeah, but that's my point. I think that goes to my point that the entire season is part of it. It's not. I understand what you're saying, but my point being that talking about all of it and living and dying with every moment to me is what it's about. It is not just about the end result. Right. The end result is that's the goal, of course, and winning a championship is the goal, but I'm already looking toward next season. What? I mean, it's true.
Depend on who you are. Right?
Yeah. What was that noise from Chuck there?
I like to go to the barbershop and go to the cigar lounge and sit amongst the Cowboys fans and the Steelers fans and the, you know, the Green Bay Packers fans and the San Francisco 49ers fans and the Lakers fans and, you know, and all those guys and talk my ish. I can't do it for the Lakers fans. I mean, because the Sixers ain't worth nothing. But, you know what I mean? I could talk my ish a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, with them. Because we have two championships in the last 7 years. You know, we the team that's on the uprise. So now I could talk a little bit more. Before, I had to keep my mouth shut. You know, where these guys are talking about how many rings they got. Now I don't have to do that.
To be honest with you, Chuck, I'm not talking. When I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about you. Because you are.
Even in general, though.
No, but you will, after. You get up and
it
down.
It means fans like you that are like you.
Yeah, you like someone like you. You are up and down and up and down and up and down through the season.
Right.
At no point do you ever say, call me when they win a championship." Maybe for Embiid, but everybody else, it's pretty much they're great. They suck. They're great. They suck. And you go through all of that. I know that when you're talking to fans of other teams, of course, we want as many championships as possible. That you can't talk to a fan. If you're a Phillies fan, you can't talk to a Yankee fan and go, you know, they give us a good ride. That doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But I think when we're talking amongst ourselves, it was just there was something about it yesterday, Chuck, where everybody was saying, nah, none of this matters. Just call me if they win a World Series. I was like,
right.
Are you kidding me? You know, that they
So if people don't know, this is Spike's thoughts coming off of
yesterday's show.
The big win with the series win versus the Dodgers, and he's excited about the series win, and he feels great about the team, and it feels different to him. And I was more or less poo-pooing the whole thing that, yeah, it's a good win, but yeah, I need to see more. I didn't know if you heard yesterday. Okay.
No, I listened. I listened in. I heard.
Okay.
And the thing about it is this, right, with the Phillies. Let me say something about the Phillies, right? You got some people that go to the games that just want to drink a beer Like I sometimes, I like go to the games. I might just want to drink a beer, not even sit in my seat, just walk around the stadium.
Yeah.
And eat a hot dog. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yep.
You have some people that just like watching the games during the summer because it's something to do. It's a tradition during the summer. You know what I mean? It's 162 games. These guys have had their chance to close out and win a championship, and they failed to do so. Can't blame us for saying, wake us up from October. That is a very taxing season. It's not like the Eagles season when it's much shorter. You know, it's not 82 games. It's 162 games. So, yes, you're going to get some people to say, you know what? I'm going to drink beer, enjoy the Phillies this year, but I'm not going to be tuned in and locked in every game, you know, like it's my last. Until September, October, when it's still good, you realize it's still good. You say, don't wake me up. Now I think they can win a championship. It's been 4 years of a 162-game season. They lost and haven't made it to the championship yet. So, I just think that you need to give us a little bit more grace with that. You know, I think these fans here, you know, Spike and Ike, these guys are just the best fan base in the world.
Yeah.
And the show at Parade. You know, ask those people at the parade that just was out there early in the morning, 5 o'clock,
4
o'clock in the morning, you know, trying to sit out a chair to get the best seat to watch the Eagles, their champions, come down Broad Street. You know what I mean? When you win a championship here, you are beloved in this city like none other. When you fall short, hey, sometimes it gets to the point of, you know, numbness.
You know?
And I'm not saying the Phillies are there right now. They're not the Sixers. I'm not saying that by no means. And they have they started off great this year. And I think they could be good, but I don't know. We don't know until the end of the year, but I just think that it's getting to that point of numbness.
All right.
And that's just the bottom line.
All right, Chuck. You know I'm sorry for cutting you off, Chuck, but we have a very special guest.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Hammond, Executive Director of the Eagles Autism Foundation. Mm-hmm. How are you, Ryan?
I'm great. How are you guys? I miss you.
I miss you, too. Well, before we know it.
Well, I saw you this weekend somewhere on TV.
Well, you know, April, I'm out and about in April sharing the good news of the Eagles Autism Foundation.
So yes. Right.
Thank you for being a fan, Ike. I appreciate it.
Well, Eagles Autism Challenge coming up May 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, everyone can register to you can run or you can walk or you can get on a bike. So there's almost no excuses for anybody.
Absolutely. I mean, here we are, May 17th. It's our 8th annual. We're coming off of last year was a record. Well, all of a sudden, we went to the Super Bowl. And to think about that last year's record, we already are breaking it. So not only were participants, I mean, we get to ride the 10-mile bike ride and recreate the Super Bowl parade with our players. Like, who doesn't want to do that? And know that every dollar they're raising is making a difference. And then just the opportunity to have this meaningful connection with our fans. So we're trying to win championships on and off the field these days.
Yes.
And a great way for people to be a part of the action is on May 17th with Eagles Autism Challenge.
Absolutely.
What a great event. What a great day. I mean, really, you know, the Eagles Autism Foundation is an all year round thing. But this is the sort of, would you say this is like the kickoff to the new year? Or
yeah, this is our signature event. It's
yes.
actually kind of the culmination because
okay.
when we get to May 31st, that's like when we're filling a bucket all year long. So we're doing things. We're doing our radiothon with you. We're doing auctions for the game. We do our 50-50 and all of these different initiatives to raise money. And the culmination is Eagles Autism Challenge. So this year, I'm so proud to share that we're going to surpass raising $10 million in just 1 year. So that's since June. And we give every single dollar away. So 100%. You think about philanthropies in competitive place and how do you make a difference with your dollars right now? Donating to the Eagles Autism Challenge, participating in the Eagles Autism event, you know, that is how you're going to make a difference. And to have it with our team in such a, you know, moment in time that's so meaningful, it's really transformational. We're giving this money to fund research, but more importantly, to fund real-time programs, to create employment opportunities. You've seen our popcorn factory that we've done. This is a great call to action for anyone out there, whether they have a personal connection to autism or they just love the Eagles, to join us that day. Ike is always seen, you know, I would say shuffling in the 5K, not quite a run, a bit faster than a walk.
No more bike for you?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Really, Ryan? We're going with shuffling?
His wife is like, eat my dust. Yeah, she leaves him.
Well, no, she runs. Yeah, she runs the whole 5K, yes. I will say I have a nice walk, not shuffling. Like shuffling is Harold Carmichael. I'm at least walking at a good pace.
I remember.
But again, just the fact that you're participating, right? It's such a great way for our Eagles legends to come back.
Yep.
Like everyone, Hollis Thomas, like they're showing up, they're showing out. Jason Kelsey's been back with us. We'll definitely get BG back this year. And then you have all of our current players. And I mean, I know there's definitely some fan favorites, especially after the heroics of, you know, the Super Bowl. So to have these players really excited, like Cooper DeJean is getting promoted from like the water station last year to being able to ride the 10 miles. So it's going to be really cool.
Water station. No, wow. That is a come up
well,
for Cooper.
Well, and that's the thing. Yes.
All of the rookies you'll find at the 5-1 water station handing you know, your hydration. But they're so excited when they get to kind of get past that role and they get to actually ride. So I know we'll have some new faces on bikes this year. And we'll bring some of the old guys back, like Ike and friends.
I haven't missed one yet. No, it's an awesome event to attend and to be a part of. You know, Ryan spoke about the great cause that you would be supporting, and the Eagles have done a great job of raising money with the help of all Eagles fans and people that support autism. But if you're just an Eagles fan and you're talking about being around some of your favorite Eagles players, current and former players, I mean, it is a two-day event, the night before and the day of the event. It is a fantastic opportunity to interact with some of the guys as they are out there on the course, whether they're riding or walking with you. When you come in at the end and you get a chance to mingle around at the end when you get your medal, take pictures.
On the field.
Jeffrey Lurie, Mr. Lurie is speaking to everyone and thanking everyone for coming out. By the way, he's also a part of it. He's walking. Like everybody in the organization shuts down that day, and everybody pretty much participates in some form or fashion. So I know my family looks forward to it every year. They won't let me miss it. So I'm looking forward to getting back out there. And I think it's about time for us, Ryan, to start up our ante and raising some money for our individual accounts, right? I'm trying to lead the legends.
We need to send your fundraising page so you can share it on social media and all the fans of Ike Juice out there. And, you know, what you said was so important, right? This initiative started with the vision of Jeffrey Lurie. His personal connection to autism inspired him to be a voice for the now 1 in 36 people affected. And since we started in 2018, we've raised, you know, over $40 million when we get to the end of this event this year. And to know that every dollar is going to change someone's life, whether it's through investing in research or in the real-time support we're creating, I mean, that's what it's all about. And when you think about what the Eagles organization accomplishes, it's hard not to imagine what we do off the field being so important to, you know, as we hoist those trophies on the field.
Mm. I would also say this, and I know this is far less important to than the mission itself, but if you are a runner, so I can't really run 5Ks anymore because of my hip and back, but it is a fast 5K. Shut up, Jack. It's a fast 5K course. The fastest 5K I ever ran was the Eagles Autism Challenge. So if you're looking for a, you know, a PR out there and you're a runner, it's a fast 5K. So you can actually, registration is for free right now if you go to EaglesAutismChallenge.org and use code April25. And Ryan, I'm going to say this because you won't. Everybody's talking about Nick Sirianni, big contract extension. $10 million in a year raised. There's got to be someone talking about Ryan Hammond contract extension somewhere.
You are too kind. But people like Ike, right? He's an ambassador. He makes my job easy. It's the community that we have. The backdrop of the Eagles organization is just really special. And the fact that I get to exploit all of these opportunities to create meaningful connections with the community, it's just been incredible. And again, we have Eagles everywhere. I've heard from fans from Australia that are coming to do the 5K. Mm. We've had people from the Netherlands. I think creating that positive connection around autism that can be challenging for people to talk to is why people show up that day as well. And it's just a testament to Jeffrey, his vision. And, you know, if Jeffrey says it's important, then all of a sudden I'm meeting with the team with coach. And how
and, you know, amazing how that works.
It's been great. So I appreciate everyone's support. And there's time to register. You can register through the event, but you are going to be met with some fundraising minimums. So we're here to help. And we're just so appreciative to partners like WIP and Ike and Spike. You guys have been huge champions. And even Jack, I keep calling Jack out to do the 5K, but I guess he was busy writing his book, maybe.
Wow.
I don't know.
He can do the 5K.
Easy.
He can do the 5K.
I have ran it the last 2 years. We got
Gilio smoked him out there. Yeah, Gilio outran him.
Well, Gilio's the fast one.
Well,
guy.
Well, it's easy when you weigh 120 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine.
All right, Ryan. Well, I appreciate
we
you calling.
We look forward
again.
To it, yes. Yeah. We will be there.
Again, it's eaglesautismchallenge.org, and to waive the registration fee, the code is April 25. And again, the event, May 17th, kicks off at Lincoln Financial Field and finishes there at Lincoln Financial Field.
And
well.
Ryan, the book is ringthebellbook.com.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I can't wait to read it. There's an event this weekend, a tattoo event with Brandon Graham. So check out our social media, too. There's some fundraisers happening. Everyone could be a part of it. So
tattoo
event. Nonstop. All right. Nonstop. I heard 40 million. I heard that number this weekend, Ryan. 40 million.
I know.
Nice.
Quite the legacy that every dollar has been invested in the community, too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
We're not done yet.
I know it. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Talk to you soon.
All right, Ryan, everything that's good, and coming up next, a person who is everything that is the opposite. Elliot Shore Parks joins us.
He out there running.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Is Elliot run?
Well, because as Spike's been pointing out, he's gaining a lot of weight. So
I'm just saying a little weight.
Well, you reported it. So, yeah, I think it'd be good for him to run.
Yeah. You gotta get out there, man.
I wonder if I could.
Are you walking this year?
I'll walk it. My goal, though.
I will walk together.
Next year.
That's beautiful.
I actually walked last year with your dad, I believe.
Next year.
Did you beat him?
Well, at least he didn't fall.
Because he was restricted to walking.
Yes,
exactly.
As he should have been. Yeah. One of the worst nights of my life, spending in the ER with my father. Yeah. Everybody fell on the bike.
Sounds like a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Well, Steinberg was there too.
His favorite person.
Man, a weird day. But my goal would be I'm going to run it next year. I will walk it this year and I will be back to running next year.
Now, do you think if Elliot did join it, would he wear the Eagles Insider of the Year like
his
chain?
Buckle, his chain.
Oh, that'd be great.
That could be a move.
Yeah, that'd be the move. Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fitz.
Oh, man.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.